When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2310. No college education, no worries. By Joel of 5amjoel.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another Sunday bonus episode. This is where I like to share an episode from another podcast in our network, usually overlapping a bit with what we talk about here. And today's comes from my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that podcast wherever you're hearing this. So with that, here's my brother Justin as we optimize your life.
No college education, no worries, by Joel of 5amjoel.com. I never went to college. It's not because I didn't have the time or the money, it's because I didn't have the patience or maturity. Back then, I was an ungrateful little with a bad attitude towards education. I was convinced that school was for fools. In hindsight, the only fool was me. I wish I could go back and slap my 18-year-old self. Don't we all? However, much to everyone's surprise, I've actually grown up to become a semi-successful human being. I've never struggled to find work or accumulate wealth, and I'm just as competent and reliable as the next guy. I live a happy and free life. I missed a college boat and somehow still turned out okay. How did this happen? Limiting belief. If you don't go to college, you will struggle for the rest of your life. I'll admit that I carried this limiting belief around for many years. The universe constantly likes to remind me of how undereducated I am. Stuff like this. Every job application I look at shows either college degree required or college degree strongly preferred. This isn't just written loosely within the list of job requirements, it's the first dot point on every posting. When people I look up to ask me what college I went to, I'm forced to reply with, none. Their look of disappointment and letdown breaks my heart every time. And apparently a master's degree is the new bachelor's. The good news is, all of these subtle messages I received throughout my life ended up backfiring. Being told over and over that I'm likely to fail actually helped light a fire under my ass and pushed me in the opposite direction. I grew determined to succeed. Failure is not an option for me. I refuse to be a statistic. At this point in my life, going back to school is not likely, never say never, but I definitely intend to learn as much as I can and keep up with my formally educated peers. I have a theory that valuable learning can happen anywhere, anytime, and from anyone around, and I'm setting out to prove it. Learning time is any time. It's silly to think that the most important learning in life happens within a specific 4-year window somewhere in your late teens to early 20s. Can't that same knowledge be learned during other various stages throughout your life? I think that important learning happens in the window of time between your day of birth and your day of death. People can and will be learning important things throughout their entire life. I hope to never stop learning new things. College learning period equals 18 years old to 22 years old. An actual life learning period equals your birth to your death. Learning location is anywhere. Whether it's on a tennis court, in an office cubicle, or traveling in Jamaica with some buddies, people can pick up knowledge and learn lessons anywhere. College classrooms and lecture halls are great learning environments for some stuff, but also argue that it's equally important to study material yourself in the real world. In fact, that's why teachers give you homework. Homework reinforces what you learned in school, but in a completely different environment, your home. Learning can happen anywhere. If you think about it, the entire world is actually just one big classroom. Teachers can be anyone. Just the other day, my neighbor's 3-year-old daughter taught me how to memorize the planets in our solar system by singing a song. I'm learning new things from a 3-year-old. Think of all the people out there that post blogs, podcasts, or YouTube videos on how to do things. These are just regular people sharing what they know. Complete strangers can teach a lot of valuable information. Online blogs and podcasts is how I learned to invest in real estate, brew beer, and make the world's most delicious artisan bread. There are 7.7 billion people in the world. To me, that's 7.7 billion teachers I can learn from. One type of learning is not better than another. There are 9 types of human intelligence: naturalist, nature smart; musical, sound smart; logical mathematical, number and reasoning smart; existential, life smart; interpersonal, people smart; bodily kinesthetic, body smart; linguistic, word smart; intrapersonal, self smart; and spatial, picture smart. Can you say that one of these is a priority in life over the others? I don't think so. It's not what you know, it's how you use it. Colin graduated college with honors and earned a degree in computer science. IBM was quick to recruit him after school. Sam tried college, but left after only 6 months. He hated tests and exams. After dropping out, he got a job as a bellboy at the Holiday Inn Express in his local town. Fast forward 20 years, Colin now works for Time Warner Cable as a TV repairman. His job at IBM only lasted 3 years. He left because it was too stressful. He joined another computer company afterwards, but didn't last long there because technology just changes too fast for him to keep up. Eventually, he settled down at Time Warner Cable, where he drives around in a van and does weekend shifts. Sam, however, is now the VP of operations at Starwood Hotels. He sits on the board of the American Hotel and Lodging Association and was just asked to do a TED Talk on emerging trends in the hospitality industry. Sam never stops learning. Promotion after promotion, he takes what he's learned in the past and applies it to the next role. Ever since he was a bellboy, he had his sights set on owning a hotel, and he won't stop until he achieves this one day. So although Colin started out with a higher formal education, Sam experiences more career success and will continue to do so. Why did they turn out so different? It's because just knowing stuff doesn't make you successful. Applying what you learn and putting knowledge to use is what makes you successful. And continuing to learn keeps you successful as life evolves. Think this story is an exaggeration? Ever heard of the Peter Principle? People will rise only up until their level of incompetence, no matter their level of education. Who's keeping score anyway? School students are graded by getting A's, B's, C's, etc. The higher the grade, the better the student did in that class. Real life doesn't work that way, though. We don't get grades in real life. We each get to define what success looks like personally, and we don't really have a right to judge others on what they're doing. There's some good news to add to the story about Sam and Colin. Both these guys are actually completely happy with their respective lives. They couldn't care less what other people in the world are doing. They're doing what makes them happy. They're both successful in their own eyes. Forever learning. Going forward, I refuse to feel bad about not going to college. I'm determined to educate myself elsewhere and will continue learning for the rest of my life. I'm proud of my accomplishments so far and look forward to doing even greater things in the future. You just listened to the post titled "No College Education, No Worries" by Joel of 5amjoel.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you to Joel. I'm glad he pointed out that both Sam and Colin are happy with their lives because our jobs don't dictate our happiness. The line about he's now driving around in a van and working weekend shifts, that could sound condescending, but I don't think he meant it that way. And he did say that they're both happy. That's really important. There are some people doing jobs that many other people would not want, yet they are happy. And then there are people like the minimalists, who I narrated yesterday, by the way, who are making well into a six-figure salary in an office environment with air conditioning and most people would consider pretty comfortable, yet they were extremely unhappy. So it's important to make that distinction that job title and happiness or life satisfaction don't correlate. Well, there is a base level of income that does get you to a point of enough, and going below that will affect your happiness. But the point is that beyond that more basic needs level, money and title don't really mean that much. The other thing I wanted to mention was about the overall article. I'm sure there's someone in your life that you can think of, or maybe it's you yourself, that didn't go the college route and either did well for themselves or are happy, or both. Like, I have a really good friend that didn't go to college but worked hard since high school and never stopped working. He changed companies a few times and worked his way up through various jobs. Then when I was working in a corporate environment, I knew he was a good worker with people smarts and street smarts. So I referred him to the company I was at, and as I expected, he did really well. I had the college degree, he didn't. We both made the same amount of money, same age, and he ended up working his way up to manager or director, all without that college education. So I have to agree with the overall message here that while education is a great thing, it's not a life sentence of bad jobs or unhappiness or anything like that if you go through a different life path, especially these days when education can be so expensive and so many things from basic to complex can be self-taught online now. All right, that's enough of my commentary. So thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.